I broke the cases up into a variety of categories, and the first category that I'll be talking about is breaking the rules. Lawyers who can't seem to follow the rules and obey them. United States versus Molina Terrazon, decided by the Ninth Circuit in 2002. In that case, the United States sought leave to file a petition for rehearing and a rehearing en banc. And they wanted to write one that was 19 pages long and 5,500 words long, but the court's limits were 15 pages and 4,200 words. Counsel advises us that the original draft was 30 pages long, and it has been extensively reviewed by members of the appellate section with the intent to reduce the length. We gather that these efforts were not entirely successful. Leave to file a fat brief will be granted only upon a showing of diligence and substantial need. So, I'm assuming you picked up on the little term that the court used, fat brief. And you don't want your brief to be the fat brief. That's quite pejorative. Counsel's belief that he has exhausted his ability to edit the brief is not a showing of diligence and substantial need, and we have every confidence that when the United States Department of Justice applies its formidable resources to the problem, it will come up with a petition for rehearing that complies with our rules, yet presents the government's position forcefully and elegantly. The clerk is ordered to return the nonconforming petition. The United States has 1 week to file a brief that complies with our rules. So that's nice that they get a chance to go back and write it. Who's paying for that? When they get to go back and write it. Yes, it was the Department of Justice, so we're all paying for it.